Facts and Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give you an update on the infrastructure bill. It is gasping along. I still think it may pass. We're already at Friday, and it hasn't passed yet. Here is the status. There is an amendment, a bipartisan amendment just put in by Cornyn of Texas and Padilla of California. Padilla is the guy that Gavin Newsom appointed to take Kamala Harris's place when she became vice president. It has pretty significant support in the Democratic and Republican Party, including Tammy Baldwin is supporting it. So you got to pay attention to this. And the deal is it lets states use prior federal COVID money to pay their state share of the new infrastructure bill. The new infrastructure bill requires some buy-in by the states. We're going to build your bridge. We're going to build this. We're going to build the road. You got to prove that you really want it. So therefore, you're going to throw in a few bucks. This would let the states use money from the prior COVID relief bill, which hasn't been used yet, to pay their fair share. The Biden White House is pushing back on that. They want more buy-in from the states. But apparently a lot of the states, Democratic and Republican, want to relieve the pressure on state taxes. So that's what they're doing. So I think what's going to happen there, that amendment's going to pass. I can't imagine the White House causing a stink about it, but stand by. That's a very, very important amendment that's pending. The other important thing that has happened is that the Congressional Budget Office, which is independent, it truly is independent, assesses the costs and the revenue needed to cover it. And a lot of the Republicans go, well, if there isn't a dollar for dollar correspondence, in other words, if they can't show that the revenue we're going to raise will cover all the costs, we're not going to vote for this thing. Well, they just came out with a report and they said that the infrastructure bill would add $256 billion to the deficit over 10 years. That's $25 billion a year. And the revenue provisions would kick off $51 billion, which leaves a shortfall of $200 billion, which is $20 billion a year. I do not believe that will foul it up. Some Republicans won't vote for it. Ron Johnson's already said he hasn't read it and won't vote for it. So somebody said, why don't you read it? He said, why should I read it if I'm not going to vote for it? You can't have a senator like that, okay? You can't have a senator like that. He's got to read it before he doesn't vote for it. But I think that we need 10 senators. Right now we have 16 Republicans to bust the filibuster. I think we have it. And some of the Republicans starting to push back against Trump. Trump is attacking them mercilessly on the infrastructure bill because it'll help Biden, he thinks. And he wants to run against Biden in 2024. So he goes, you rhinos, spineless rhinos, you're all spineless rhinos. Why are you voting for this bill? Just helping Biden. He doesn't care about the United States. The United States is benefiting from this bill, not Biden. But that's the deal. And Cornyn and some of the others, they're very careful how they do it. They're afraid to take him head on, say he's a nut. So they go, well, he has a lot of support in the base, but that may not necessarily translate into policy. Sort of a sneaky rhino-ish thing to do. That's the way they handle this. And apparently the electorate lets them get away with it. And Trump is railing, railing, railing. Now, what are the other potential hazards? Did you know that there have already been two dozen amendments? They've been debated. They get debate. Any one of the 100 senators can get up and put in an amendment and tie them up for a long time. The only thing that saves it is if there's a lot of Republican as well as Democratic support, people get chilled out and they get afraid. But two dozen amendments have already been debated and either shot down or else they're pretty non-remarkable and get incorporated. But there's two dozen more, 24 more on the docket. A guy who's an expert at doing this is Ron Johnson. He doesn't want the amendment. He just wants to screw it up. So, I mean, at some point, you got to shut him down. You got to shut Ron Johnson down. Joni Ernst of Iowa, really bad news, puts the one in saying, here's an amendment. New York doesn't get any road, bridge, or airport money. Well, you know, that ain't going anywhere, but they got to debate it. But there's one that is setting up a fight with the White House, and I'm on the side of Joe Biden on this one. The Republicans and Tomey of Pennsylvania, I don't know why he's doing this because he's not running for re-election. He's already announced it. So what does he care? But he wants to, there's some provisions in the bill that are stricter on cryptocurrency, make it harder for fraudulent use of cryptocurrency and demands reporting. It's very peripheral to the bill, very peripheral. Tomey of Pennsylvania, Republican, for some reason, doesn't want that in there. Doesn't want that kind of regulation of cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is what's used by Russian hackers who will close you down. And they say, if you give me $100 million, I'll open you up. And I want cryptocurrency that can't be traced. Well, the FBI and the CIA have devised tools to trace it anyway, but I'm not confident that they're going to work 100%. Maybe they will. But I go a lot further, and I'll throw this out. I see no reason why cryptocurrency shouldn't be outlawed. Outlawed. Very easy to do. All you have to say is cryptocurrency does not satisfy your obligation to pay debts. Cash does, you know, credit from banks and all that does. But cryptocurrency, you come in and try to spend it, buy a building. They launder it. They'll buy a building in Manhattan or Miami Beach or something for $100 million. And the guy getting it will go, I can't take that because it's not worth anything. You explain to me, if there's a caller out there, why cryptocurrency shouldn't be outlawed. I don't know why it shouldn't be outlawed. Biden wants to severely restrict it. He wants to regulate it. He wants reporting requirements. Absolutely. Right now, there are reporting requirements on cash. If you receive or pay 10 grand or more in cash, a debt, you have to report that. There's a federal form. If you don't, it's a felony. If somebody does it by accident, it fails to report, and they're a few bucks over, it usually doesn't get prosecuted. But organized crime uses that, and a lot of other people, the Ruskies and the rest of them, and they may push millions in cash, and they don't report it, and if they get caught, it's a felony. Why shouldn't cryptocurrency be the same? I think it should be outlawed. But if you're not going to outlaw cryptocurrency, at least regulate it. And Biden had built into this bill at Biden's request is to regulate it. And Toomey and the Republicans don't want it. Now, that's going to require a vote. That's going to require a vote. And remember something on amendments, we have 50 votes, they have 50 votes. I hope that Moscow Mitch doesn't succeed in filibustering this whole thing over that. I hope there are 10 Republicans who go, a cryptocurrency used by Russian hackers to extort us and shut down our businesses. Flynn thinks that they should be outlawed. Well, I won't go that far, but at least regulate it. I hope there's 10 people who do that. Don't you? I do. But I don't know if there are. And if there aren't, then Biden has a decision. And Schumer, they've got to say, well, do we take this bill anyway? I suspect they do, because they want the roads and the bridges and airports built, water systems, and they want broadband. But this is kind of sneaky stuff that the Republicans are doing. So stand by. There could be a vote this weekend, but it is getting down to the wire. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. A lot of good call-ins. A lot of good call-ins. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crew. Earl Ingram, my good friend Earl Ingram, great show at 5 p.m. Weekends, great programming. Evenings, great programming. Weekends, capped off by Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. That's why he's called Pizza Box Mike. You got to listen to his show. It's an excellent show. Matt Flynn Direct, back on Monday, same time, same place. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today.